This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Agriculture ministers from China, Japan, and South Korea have signed off on a new agreement meant to promote sustainable agricultural growth, food security, and financial cooperation. The three ministers have signed a joint communique at a joint meeting in Tokyo. Officials at the meeting note that China, Japan, and South Korea all face shortages in natural resources. A first-of-its-kind naval drill involving Chinese and Malaysian forces set to get underway later on this week. Chinese naval vessels set to take part in a series of anti-piracy drills in the Malacca Strait. Chinese Navy sailing a missile destroyer, a frigate, a hospital ship, as well as four transport planes and three helicopters to the drills, which are set to begin on Thursday. Authorities with the Beijing airport have announced plans to try to extend the current visa-free stay period from 72 hours to a full week. Under the current 72-hour window, foreign tourists are limited in what they can do, given the narrow time window. With the extension to a week, airport authorities say they believe it will leave more time for tourists to leave Beijing for other Chinese cities. The 72-hour visa-free transit policy has been in place in Beijing since 2013. A volcano in southwestern Japan has erupted, spewing a huge cloud of ash and gas into the air. People living around Mount Aso have been ordered to evacuate from the area. Japan's Meteorological Authority has issued a Level 3 alert on the scale of 5. The agency is warning of a danger from falling rocks and smoke. So far, no injuries or damage have been reported. Police in Phoenix, Arizona have arrested three teenagers in connection with a series of slingshot attacks. Teens are accused of mimicking a series of shootings, which have been targeting drivers for the past couple of weeks. Authorities in Phoenix do not believe, though, they're responsible for a string of shootings, which have seen 11 vehicles shot at over the past 2 weeks along a 16-kilometer stretch of interstate in the Phoenix area. At least 10 people have been killed in an explosion at a bus terminal in central Pakistan. 43 others have been wounded from the attack, which took place Sunday night in the city of Multan. An investigation team is on the scene. Police say the blast may have been from a remote-controlled bomb or by a suicide attack. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. The city of Multan lies in a region dotted with thousands of religious madrasas, with several belonging to local Al-Qaeda-linked militants. The city of Munich's main railway station being shut down due to a bomb threat. Bomb threat forcing officials in Munich to rearrange the train schedule. Munich railway station was where thousands of would-be asylum seekers have been arriving. Anti-immigration sentiment has been growing in Germany in recent months. A facility meant to shelter the growing number of migrants torched last month outside Berlin. Arab League foreign ministers have been meeting in Cairo to discuss the situation in Syria. Among the concerns being addressed is the massive number of refugees attempting to flee the country into Europe. The Secretary General of the Arab League suggesting that Arab countries are already struggling to cope with their own migrant issues. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia being singled out as a country which can still do more. Saudi Arabia has taken in 2.5 million Syrians since the fighting began 4 years ago. Temporary border controls being established along the German border with Austria. This is meant to try to cope with the massive influx of would-be asylum seekers trying to enter the country. Germany's interior minister says the aim of the measures is to limit the current flow into Germany and return to orderly procedures when people enter into the country. As part of the measures, trains between Germany and Austria have been suspended for 12 hours. More than 13,000 migrants arriving on Sunday in Munich alone. The Lord Mayor of the City of London set to lead a business delegation to China starting on Wednesday. Alan Yarrow will be touring China for 10 days. Yarrow's trip will include renewing a previous cooperation agreement between the City of London and Shanghai. Yarrow is also due to take part in a maritime forum as part of his time in Shanghai. Yarrow, the Mayor of London proper, Boris Johnson, is the Mayor of Greater London. Serbian Novak Djokovic has won this year's U.S. Open. Top seed downing Swiss veteran Roger Federer in a four-set match, 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, 6-4. The victory in New York is the 28-year-old Djokovic's second U.S. Open title. His first was 4 years ago in 2011. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.